Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another wonderful day. We bless God for what God has been doing. We bless God for the mighty work of God through this prophetic declaration and prophetic decrees. And we appreciate all those who have been sharing this prophetic decree with their friends. We bless God for testimony we are receiving. We thank God because the hand of God is working wonders even across the globe. We pray that God will do more in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody that is listening to me now. The Almighty God will attend to your case. The battle against your destiny shall be arrested by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. All your expectations in prayers shall be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Any embargo placed upon your progress shall be lifted up. Any power that is harassing you in the dream shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Any satanic animal program against you, that animal shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever is going from shrine to shrine, from a occultic group to another occultic group, in order to arrest you, in order to disgrace you, the thunder of God shall strike them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that God will uphold you to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the 11th day of the month of December, year 2020. Oh, it's a very great privilege seeing today. And I know that the Lord will protect us. We'll see the end of the year. We'll see more years in Jesus' name. I want you to declare after me. Say, I shall not die but live. Any power that has ever led me captive shall go into captivity. They that have fled and oppressed me shall be ashamed. God will contend with all those who contend with me. God will feed those who oppress me with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as of sweet wine. For the Lord will bring up them the day of doom and destroy them with double destruction in the name of Jesus. I want you to say, it is written that God will light my lamp and enlighten my darkness. But every satanic agent or power oppressing me shall be groped in the day as a thick blackness and darkness. Say, it is written that I should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Therefore, I ask that as I go into this prayer, into this program today, the Almighty God shall be my strength. The Almighty God shall empower me. The Almighty God shall give me the power to recover all that have been stolen from my hand in the name of Jesus Christ. I hold in my hand the shield of faith, for it is written that whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world and its wickedness, even my faith. In faith, I go into this program today, and I believe that I will subdue, I will trample upon my enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. My heart steadfastly believe the word of God. I have confessed with my mouth, and I believe that what I have confessed will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. All those that rise up against me shall scatter. Those who gather against me, God shall disgrace them in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who is bent in seeing that I don't grow or seeing that I don't make progress shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone in my family line that has vowed to destroy me shall destroy themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever have submitted my name or my picture unto any evil altar, the altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. The thunder of God shall blow off and scatter the place in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every evil program into my body to destroy my earth, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any evil program into my body to destroy my earth, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, any evil program into my body to destroy my earth, come out by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Instrument of household wickedness in my life, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, instrument of household wickedness in my life, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, instrument of household wickedness in my life, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, instrument of household wickedness in my life, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, instrument of household wickedness in my life, catch fire. In Jesus, see, any power that vow I will not make it in life, you are a joker, be disgraced by fire. In the name of Jesus, any power that vow I will not make it in life, you are a joker, be disgraced by fire. In the name of Jesus, any power that vow I will not make it in life, you are a joker, be disgraced by fire. In the name of Jesus, any power that vow I will not make it in life, you are a joker, be disgraced by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any personality
that is turning to animal in my dream to attack me. Be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any personality that is turning to animal in my dream to attack me, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any personality that is turning to animal in my dream to attack me, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any personality that is turning to animal in my dream to attack me, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to appreciate your mercy. I want to appreciate your love. I decree that this bottle of water and the bottle of oil shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness shall enter into this oil. This oil shall become divine medication. It shall become oil empowered by the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil in million folds. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into this oil. The anointing of power shall enter into this oil. The anointing of healing shall enter into this oil. The anointing of deliverance shall enter into this oil. Both the oil and the water shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. When we use this oil, the hand of God shall be released. The yoke of darkness shall be broken. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your center head and command it like this. Say, my destiny, wake up. That is the prayer. My destiny, wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up. Wake up. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget, your head is a symbol of your destiny. You are going to pray, my destiny, wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. In Jesus' name, take the oil and anoint your chest now and put your hand there. Aha. Say, my destiny, tie down in the village. Escape. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, tie down in the village. Escape. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, tie down in the village. Escape. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, tie down in the village. Escape. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, tie down in the village. Escape. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and drink it now. Drink the oil and place your hand now on your womb, on your stomach. Place it on your stomach and you shout like this. Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your navel and place your hand there. Say the same prayer. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into the root of my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two hands and say, I release my hand from satanic captivity in the name of Jesus. I release my hand from satanic captivity in the name of Jesus. I remove my hand from satanic captivity in the name of Jesus. I remove my hand from satanic captivity in the name of Jesus. I remove my hand from satanic captivity in the name of Jesus. I remove my hand from satanic captivity in Jesus' name. Pray. Yesterday I was talking about power against household wickedness. And I was telling you that household wickedness is one of the terrible wickedness we have ever seen. Because they are so close to us, we grow with them, we live among them, and they are still agents of darkness. In every family, there's a particular agent of darkness recruited to the kingdom of darkness. The devil has done that whole work very, very well. And those agents of darkness, they are to submit, they are to maim, they are to destroy, they are to scatter, they are to useless destiny in that family, especially glorious destiny. But your destiny, your glory and your stars shall escape in the name of Jesus Christ. I told you that there are some of them, you cannot notice them at all. In fact, you cannot get them. In the realm of the spirit, they can be fighting each other. But spiritually, they are good friends. They can submit somebody to an external enemy to deal with them. They are very, very dangerous. Yesterday, I told you that there are about 21 keys to overcoming household wickedness. and I gave you a few of them. I gave you up to around the level 12. I said you must confess your sin one by one and repent of them. You must know who you are. You must know your God's given assignment on earth. You must understand the history of your extended family. You must be spiritually mature. That is, you must grow and develop yourself spiritually. You must deal with every evil ladder in your life. Number 7, you must identify weaknesses and deal with it. Number 8, you must avoid unprofitable display. Number 9, you must ask God for the wisdom of the serpent, which I said I'm going to try to teach you on that wisdom of the serpent. Number 10, you must be careful and watchful. You must be very careful. And what if Abel in Genesis chapter 4 has been very careful, he would have known that he doesn't need to follow the senior brother to the farm the next day. You must be very careful and watchful. Watchfulness is very strong. Number 11, you must be prayerful and understand the ministry of fire prayers. Number 12, you must be addicted to fasting. That is, you plan yourself that you'll be fasting 3 times in a week, 2 times in a week, and you look for a good time to break your fast. Number 13, you must ask for revelation knowledge. You can only dictate household wickedness by revelation knowledge. If you don't have revelation, you can't dictate them, because they concede their identity to the extent that when they appear to attack somebody in the dream, they appear using the face of another person. That is why some women will say, I see somebody trying to make love with me in the dream, and it carried the face of my husband. It is not the husband. It's one of the household wickedness. Sometimes you see an animal coming to bite you or pursue you. It is not animal. It's one of the household wickedness. You know them, so they have to come in disguise. They have to carry another face. If you pray very well and tell the Lord to reveal them to you, God will reveal them to you. So you must ask for revelation knowledge. Number 14, when God shows you who the agent of darkness is in your family, you must not confront him or her openly. You have to keep it in your mind and begin to pray that God should undo it. It's another strategy, another key. Many people will go and confront agent of darkness in their family because they have seen it or because they have seen it in the dream. No. If God finds out that you will be doing that, he won't allow you to see that dream. You must be very careful. When you know it, you have to continue to pray. Number 15, you must speak less. Number 16, you must learn to guard your personal information. And number 17, you must be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Number 18, you must be a fire carrier. Everything about you must emit fire. Number 19, you must be very humble. You must be humble. You must be humble. Number 12, you must live a life of holiness. You must live a life of holiness. And number 11, you must become a walking Bible. Everything in the Bible must be coming out of your life. It must become a walking Bible. These are the 21 keys to overcoming household wickedness. So you must strive. You must sit down and try to put this key into operation. And God will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say God will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree to the life of someone here, if you are under the control of household wickedness, I command you to be free in the name of Jesus Christ. But in case you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, you can't confront them at all. What you need to do is to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to show you his mercy. Begin to do that quickly. Aha. Wonderful. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. Come into my life, take control, fight for me, and deliver me from the grip of household wickedness. In Jesus' name, I pray that the Lord will help you and set you free in Jesus' name. Aha. Pray this single prayer very well. Say, captivity of household wickedness in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Captivity of household wickedness in my foundation, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Captivity of household wickedness in my foundation, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Now you are going to take small oil. Now a small one. You can use small, you can use water. Just use small to touch your eyelid there. Just put on your eyes. God wants to reveal something to you now. As you have put it on your eye now, now pray like this. Say, my Father, reveal to me who is the agent of serpent in my family. My Father, reveal to me who is the agent of serpent in my family. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer very well, and God will reveal it to you. I decree that the Almighty God will answer your prayers. Secret that you have never seen before, you shall begin to see it. God will teach you how to make it. God will empower your hand and you shall make it in Jesus' name. All of you that are into business, I command favor upon your business. The glory of God shall cover your business. Your business shall receive divine touch in the name of Jesus Christ. You are here, you have serious conflict in your marriage. I command the heaven to release his peace upon your marriage. There shall be honor in your marriage. The spell upon your husband, upon your wife shall be broken, and peace shall return back to your home in the name of Jesus Christ. All those looking for the fruit of the womb, I decree that the God that we serve will favor you. The God of Elijah will give you the fruit of the womb, and that shall happen. In this month, you shall be tested positive for pregnancy, and the glory of God will appear over your life. I pray for those who are looking for husband and wife to get settled. Oh, hear me very well. Before 29 of the month of December, about 7 of you, listen to me now, will have gotten your husband, gotten your wife in the name of Jesus. The Lord will say to you, there shall be joy in your home. There shall be joy in your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. I pray that God will continue to uphold you to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen to me very well. I have prayed on that oil. I have prayed on that water. You can use the oil to touch your eyes. You can use the water to wash your eyes. And you will see some secret, deep secret. Just pray that God should show you who is that serpent in your family. And you'll be so amazed to know who is the serpent in that family. The Lord will deliver you from the grip of the serpent of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Okay, if you want to get in touch with me, God, my number remains the same, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Send the XMS to me or send information to my WhatsApp. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola.